four or five.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
给他比我年轻，所以还有很足够的体力应付这些。
谢谢唐牧师给我机会。
感谢上帝。我们上个礼拜讲了第二次。
Last week we spoke on the second session.
就是关于挫折失败的事情。
Frustration and failure.
没有一个人是未曾失败。
Not even a single one has not gone through failure before.
没有一个人是不会失败的。
Not even a one who said that I will never fail.
而也没有一个人是喜欢失败。
But no one likes to fail.
当人失败的时候
，at a time when people are failing，
意志一定很消沉。
In our minds that we feel very downhearted.
当人失败的时候
，when we fail，
心中一定很难受。
In our heart we feel very uneasy.
当人失败的时候
，when people fail，
对前途一定很悲观。
To the future they are so pessimistic.
那这种心理现象是为什么会产生出来
？This kind of psychological phenomenon, why is that? It is there.
因为人有一个求全心理。
Because men are hard trying to seek for perfection.
每一个人都盼望自己可以过一个顺利成功的道路。
And everyone desires their path of plain sailing.
所以我们常常以为成功是应该的，失败是不可以有的。
So many times we feel that it is only too reasonable that we are successful, and that it's not possible for us to fail.
我成功一定是合理的。
When I succeed, it is so reasonable.
我怎么可以失败
？How can I fail?
所以我们每一个人把自己看作是一个应当有特别恩典、应当有特别条件。应当有特别的特权的这一个心理是不正常的。
So it is abnormal for us in this psychology. We thought that we are someone who says receive special grace and we shouldn't fail.
Why we deserve success?
为什么我们一定要能够成功呢？
为什么我们不可以失败
？Why is that we cannot fail?
为什么别人失败我们不赋予同情的心
？Why is that we never sympathize when others fail?
我们失败的时候对自己自哀自怜到那个程度。
But yet when we fail, we have self pity.
为什么自己成功好像是很应该的
？Why that is still but too reasonable when we succeed？
但是对别人的成功，我们又不是太喜欢。
But then when people succeed, we do not feel comfortable.
这些心灵的感受
，this kind of spiritual kind of feelings，
已经隐藏着不公义的成分在里面。
There is an element of injustice。
啊，这些不公义的成分
，and this element of injustice，
证明罪已经在人的心灵、生命的里面。
Only but to say that sins are in our mind, in our heart, in our life。
那么今天我们回到上帝的话语里面。
Today, as we come back to the Word of God,
我们看见人的生命不是一个命运。
We see that man's life is not a fate.
人的生命也不是一个机遇。
And also, it is not just a coincidence and chance.
人的生命有上帝的计划在里面。
But then in our life, there's a plan of God.
所以当一个人顺服神的主权
，So when a person is obedient to the sovereignty of God,
愿意喜悦行在他的计划中间的时候
，Then we are delighted to walk in His plan.
你就发现那个良善动机的上帝
，You will find that the God of good motive
在我们过程的中间。许可我们一些的失败
，and that also in the process allow some failures，
乃是对我们是很好的。
In order that it will be good to us，
所以诗篇一百十九篇有一句话说
，That's why in Psalm 119 there's a verse that says，
我受苦对我有益。
I suffer and that's profitable to me.
因为我受苦难以前曾经走错了路。
Because before even I suffer, I tried the wrong path.
所以当神许可一些的失败、挫折临到我们生命
，So when God allows some failures and frustration to come to our life,
不但不证明神丢弃我们
，Not only it doesn't prove that God has deserted us,
反倒隐藏着神恩待我们、造就我们。的可能性
But then it is hidden the potentiality that God can train us, can give good to us.
当你把这个总观念看清楚了以后
So when you see this principle right,
你就不会因为失败突然来到而没有办法应付，整个生命就垮下去。
You would not then collapse because failure suddenly come to your life.
我在研究人生哲学的时候
When I study the life philosophy of man,
我很想知道那些最伟大的文化学人
I want to know that those are good and mighty culture.
他们想象中间所说的、所想的完人是怎样的
？The people in it, how do they conceive of a perfect man?
理想的人生是怎样的
？What is the ideal life?
那在这件事情上，从孔子的思想来说
，Upon this, trace back to the thought of Confucianism,
就是要过一个中庸之道的人生。
That is live a life of middle course.
但是很奇怪的，中庸之道呢，在 柏拉图的思想里面也有。
But then it's strange enough, also in the concept of Plato, there is the concept of middle course.
在亚里士多德的思想里很清楚。
And also very clearly in the thought of Aristotle.
所以亚里士多德说，在傲慢跟自卑的中间有谦卑的自尊，这个是中庸之道。
And that's why this Aristotle is in arrogance and also in this self-inferiority complex, that is self-respect.
在惧怕与大义之间有细心的勇敢。
And also in fear and great courage, there is a very delicate kind of courage.
那这一种中庸之道的人生观
，and this kind of life concept middle course，
也就是孔子观念中间的君子，不是小人。
And also it's the concept of a gentleman and not a lowly man of Confucianism.
君子是生成的吗
？Are we born as a gentleman？
不是的
，No。
君子是练成的。
Because gentlemen are being trained.
一个没有苦练过的人，怎样能够活出正人君子的生活
？The one who has not gone through all the suffering, how can he live a life of a gentleman?
一个没有失败过的人，怎样能变成一个非常有人格的人士
？A one who has not failed before, how can he have very noble personality?
所以，当然就从这些自然的、普遍启示的哲学家里面。
From the philosopher who received this general revelation,
他们都已经发现了苦难跟失败是不可缺少的。
They found that this suffering and also this cannot be lacking.
基督徒在神的话里面看得更加清楚。
Christian, by the word of God, we see even clearly.
圣经是很勇敢的把这些最伟大的失败都记在下来。
And the Bible very boldly recorded the success and the failure of all these people in the Bible.
这些失败的记录在伟人的生命中间，不单成为他们的瑕疵而已。
In these nobilities, when recorded their failure, not only become their blemish,
更成为后代的人的鉴戒
，but also become the warning to the coming generation,
成为光照历史的教训
，become the teaching that enlightened the history.
而人类最伟大的老师有很多
，and there are many great teachers of mankind.
其中一个就是向历史致敬。
And one is that who salute the history.
从历史事件中间领受营养。
And also from the historical events, we are being nourished.
所以历史就变成人类的老师了。
So history becomes the teacher of mankind.
而历史中间成为我们老师的，能教导我们的成分。多数从失败吸取教训，而不是从成功吸取荣耀。
And most of the element of history that become a teacher actually coming from failure and not coming from success.
李博士最尊敬的一个长辈就是已经离开世界的徐彼得牧师。
What a pastor I respect most is the belated Reverend Peter Hsu.
而我个人对他也非常佩服。
And personally, I also respect him very much.
徐彼得牧师应该是马来西亚圣经神学的最重要的这个计划跟创办人之一。
Reverend Peter Hsu must be one of the most important or important founder and planner of the Malaysia Bible Seminar.
因为他说，如果福音派没有自己栽培学生、栽培传道人的地方
，He said that because if evangelists doesn't have a place where they train their own pastors，
马来西亚这么多的乡村怎么能够归主呢
？Then in Malaysia there are so many villages, how can they evangelize？
所以他创了学院以后
，So after he founded Malaysia Bible Seminar，
后来他们就要他也在里面教。
So they want him to teach also inside.
那么他们教的时候有和别的老师完全不一样的一个特点。
But then the way he teach, there's a special characteristic that compared to other teachers.
他教教牧修，因为是老牧师，他有资格。
So he is an old pastor, he's qualified to teach pastoral theology.
他的教法跟很多的书完全不一样。
So his way of teaching as compared to other books is different.
他怎么教呢
？Now how do you teach?
他一直讲自己做牧师失败在哪里，失败在哪里，失败在哪里，失败在哪里。
He continues to teach as a pastor. Why are his failures and failures and failures?
其实他是最成功的牧师之一。
Actually, one of the most successful pastors.
但是他就爱讲自己的失败，自己的失败。
But he liked to teach about his own failures.
后来有一次我就问他说，为什么你爱讲自己的失败
？So one day I was asking why is that you talk most about your failures.
他说我讲自己的失败对学生的造就比我讲自己的成功更大。
Because if I were to teach my failure, it would build up more as compared to if I teach my success to the children.
因为当他们牧养的时候，遇到困难、失败的时候，他想起我也有这样的经验。 他们不会太孤单。
Because when they were the pastor and they faced failures, they would not feel lonely.
这是很伟大的一个牧者。
This is a very good pastor.
怪不得这样好的牧师会尊重他到那个地方。
And that's why we pastor respected him.
有一次我在神学读书的时候
，There was one when I studied in seminary.
我的老师问我一个问题：全本圣经的作者里面，你最佩服哪一个
？And my teacher would ask that which is the author you admire the most of the whole Bible.
很多人就说保罗。
People say Paul,
有那些摩西
some Moses,
理由是什么
The reason is,
摩西的奠定了旧约的法典
Because Moses had made a canonization of Old Testament laws.
保罗建立了新约布道的基础
And also Paul has founded the foundation evangelism in the New Testament.
建立了新约信仰基督论的根基
And also founded the foundation of New Testament Christology.
那我一直想要写哪一个呢
So I was thinking, which one should I write?
因为这个问题没有来以前，我根本没有想哪一个是我佩服的。现在给他一问，我一定要讲。
This question was directed to me. I've never thought that which one is the one that I admire the most, and now I got to get an answer.
所以那个题目我还没有写，我花了几分钟决定到底哪一个。
So before even I wrote the essay, I was pondering which one.
结果我写的你一定不赞成。
So the one I write, you will not agree.
我最佩服的圣经作者是约拿
Jonah.
你赞成吗
？Do you agree?
你赞成吗？因为作为作者来说
，as an author，
他太伟大
，he is great。
我们每天一讲约拿就骂
，every time when the prince of Jonah will scold him，
有人逃走，你是约拿
，and you run away， you are Jonah。
好在没有给鱼吃掉
，and you are not being swallowed by this whale。
我们一提到约拿，我们就很气
，so we get angry with him when he mentions his name。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为有人把他的事情写下来，我们才会气。
Because people have recorded his event and that's why we get angry。
那么谁写下来呢
？But who then wrote this？
他自己写下来。
He himself。
所以他把使你可以气他气得半死的权柄交给你，让你去气他。
So he has given you this authority whereby you can get a hate him and dislike him。
这种作者是很伟大的。
This kind of authors are great。
所以呢，他跟许彼得牧师差不多一样。
So he and Reverend Peter Sue are the same。
他写就写自己怎么不好。
So when he wrote about his bad things。
没有爱心。
No love。
怎么逃走
？How did he run away？
怎么懒惰
？How he was lazy？
在船舱底下睡觉。
And was sleeping down the cabin。
怎么样被丢掉
？I was thrown to the sea。
后来怎么样去传道
？Then how did he go and preach？
一面传一面不甘愿。
So he preached unwillingly。
怎样跟上帝辩论
？And so he debated with God。
专讲自己的失败
，talk about his own failures。
我们才看见这个人坏得不得了。
Then we can see this man is so bad。
哦，这个人呢，不是遮盖自己的坏，不像你我写东西把自己的坏的遮起来，好的就。登报纸。
But this Jonah is not like you and I who cover our own shortcoming, but then we advertise for ourselves in the newspaper.
到今天已经超过四十年了。
So until today, more than 40 years.
我没有懊悔，我最尊重的作者，圣经里面就是约拿。
I've never regretted the most, the author I desire the most, admire the most is Jonah.
我不是说最伟大的文章，我是说最尊重的作者。
I'm not saying that the most mighty writing, but that the one I respect the most among the Old Testament authors.
那么其他的作者有相同的本质
，and others also have the same substance，
因为他们都愿意他们的弱点被记载下来
，because they want their shortcoming to be recorded。
所以对于有失败、有挫折感的弟兄姊妹
，to the brothers and sisters who have sense of frustration and failures，
我先从大体跟你讲这一点。
From this great premise, I want to talk to this to you。
失败是正常的
，if to fail is normal，
失败是没有错的。
To fail is not something wrong.
失败是不能避免的。
To fail is not unavoidable.
当你面对失败的时候
，When you face failures,
你不是害羞
，It's not you feel ashamed.
你不是逃避
，Then you run away.
你不是遮盖
，You want to cover.
乃是面对失败向前走。
But to face the failures and then fight forward.
这样你人生以后的日子。
Then the future days of your life
就比以前的日子更刚强
will be more courageous and strong as compared to the day in the past
你以后的日子就比你以前的更勇敢
Then in the days of the future you're more courageous as compared to the days of the past
因为你经历失败以后你变成利用失败建造自己
Because after you've gone through failures you can utilize failure to build your life
不是在失败中间你自暴自弃
Not that in this failure you self desertion.
有一个青年人犯了一个错。
There was a young man who committed this wrong.
后来人家在报纸把他登出来。
People advertised that on the newspaper, reported in the newspaper.
他看到他的事情被登在报纸以后。
So when he saw that this was being recorded, his failure was being recorded.
吓得半死。
He was so frightened.
从那天不出门。
Henceforth he never moved out.
后来我去找 他。
Later I go and see him.
我说你为什么变成这样呢？
He said, why is it you turn to be such?
他说全世界都知道我的事情，我怎么出关？
He said, the whole world know my thing. How can I go?
全世界都打我，我就死了。
The whole world will beat me, I will die.
因为报纸登出来，我怎么出门？
Because the newspaper advertised, how would I go out my door?
那我现在怎么帮助他呢？
Now, how can I help him?
我说怎么会全世界知道呢？
How would the whole world know?
他说全世界都买报纸吗？
He said, the whole world buy newspaper.
我说你这一份报纸不是大报啊。
I said, this is not big newspaper that is report your things.
加开吧，一千一百份，一千一百万人口。
And there is 11 million people in this Jakarta.
你以为你出来全加拿大都瞪着你犯罪的人？
You know when you go out, the whole world, will, the whole Jakarta will stare at you.
这份报纸才不到几万份订户罢了。
Only a few tens of thousands of the those that subscribe the paper.
所以大概只几万份。
Only a few thousand maybe.
No. Several tens of thousands. 那么一千三百万扣去几万呢？还有一千两百多万不知道这个事情。
So that's really 11 million people, minus several tens of thousands of people, there's still people who don't know.
他眼睛睁得大大，就慢慢缩小一点了。
So he stared at me and then look at me.
那三万个订这份报纸的人，他们看主要的题目，小事情没有看，所以一半不知道，只剩下一万五。
And the 30,000 who are subscribers, maybe only half of them look at the big title, not a small one. So half of them do not know.
一万五的人看了以后呢，后来忘记了，剩下五千几个。
Now for the 15,000 who have read it, maybe some have forgotten, only maybe five will know and remember.
五千几的人如果看见你，也不知道你就是那个人，所以大概只有几个。
5,000 who read, who remember, see you, never know that you are there.
哦，这几个知道就是你的，可能是你最亲近的朋友，可能他为你祷告啊。
And this few that you know, maybe your close friend, they pray for you.
哦，从那件事情，他才慢慢松下来。
So then he got relaxed now.
那么太松以后再犯就不好了，对不对
？Of course, when relax, you commit the same wrong again. It's wrong, not right.
反正不怕人知道了嘛。
You say people will not know now.
马上我就转一个话题。
So I turn to another topic.
虽然如此，不多人知道，但是你犯的是很重的罪。
Even though not many people know, but what I committed is a serious crime.
你这样犯下，也会怎样就讲给他听。
If you were to commit this crime, what will happen?
我是没有研究太多辅导学，但是我生下来就有辅导的才干。
I do not study much of counseling, but then I have a talent when I was born to give people counseling.
我就把它做一个平衡，公益跟慈爱调和。
So I balance the justice and the righteousness and also the mercy.
给他一方面不会自暴自弃爬不起来。
So on one hand, he will fail until he cannot get up.
另外一方面不准他再随便犯罪。
But on the other hand, I do not want him to sin again.
人都会失败。
Man will fail.
人都有不好的记录。
Also, we have bad records.
那有不好的记录，有犯罪的这个行为以后怎么办呢
？So when a bad records after we have seen, what are we going to do?
有达不到的愿望，有爬不起来的时候怎么样
？So when an accomplished will and a time when they fall and cannot get up, what are we going to do?
挫折的感觉如同一个魔把我们的心智磨坏了。
This time of this sense of frustration was a grinding stone that grind to us so that our mind is now so strong.
挫折的经验好像一把刀把我们希望的绳子切断了。
The sense of frustration like a knife that cut away our string of hope.
我相信今天听到的人中间有很多曾经经历过一些小或者大、普通或者可怕的失败。
I believe that among our audience there are some who experience big or small, terrifying or not terrifying experience of failure.
当你失败的时候
，When you fail,
你应当怎么样
？How are you going to do?
第一
，The first,
不要把失败当作太严重的亏损。
Do not deem that this failure is a great serious shortcoming.
因为你太敏感你自己的失败。
Because when you're too sensitive to your failures,
就会产生另外一种太过高举自己的成功。
Then you produce another kind of reverse kind of psychology. You want to too much lift up your own success.
如果你有成功的时候，就看自己了不起。
So that when you are successful, you thought you are somebody.
你失败的时候看自己起不了。
But when you fail until you cannot get up.
这两样都是错误的。
Both these things are wrong.
我刚才提到阿里士多德的正人君子论。
Just now I mentioned about the doctrine of gentleman of Aristotle.
一个伟大的人格应当是怎么样
？That a great personality, how he should behave.
他说没有太大的成功使你变成骄傲。
If you don't have too much success, then you're proud.
也没有太大的失败使你变成丧志。
And there will be not too much of the failure that make you so downhearted and despair.
没有任何一件事使你惊奇万分。
There will not be certain things that astonish you too much.
也没有任何一件的困难使你害怕不向前。
And there will not be something that causes you to be frightened so that you won't move forward.
一个伟大的人格是很稳定的。
A great personality is very stable.
一个很伟大的人格是不冲动的。
A great personality doesn't warm hearted.
面对困难的时候，他想怎样胜过。
When he faced with this difficulty, he said, "How can I move forward?"
面对成功的时候，照样他想怎样胜过。
When he faced with success, you know, how I overcome my sense of success.
他在还没有胜过成功跟失败的事情的时候，先胜过自己跟自己不应当有的感情。
So that even before he overcomes success or failure, he overcomes himself and also overcomes his sense and sentiments of success and failure.
一个正人君子所交的朋友不多。
A gentleman doesn't befriend a lot.
但是个个很少的朋友都是很诚实、很稳定，而且是很负责任的。
Feels as a friend maybe, but then everyone is very responsible and matured.
阿里士多德这些的话，两千多年以后来看还是对的。
Aristotle has spoken it for more than 2,000 years, but today we examine it, it is still right.
特别是一个人面对困难、失败的时候
，especially when a person faced with these failures and frustration,
他应当怎样沉着应战。
That how should he then still stand very steady and to face the struggle?
不敏感你失败带来的沮丧的感觉。
That you will not be too sensitive in the despair that's brought by failure.
如果你是一个敏感的人
，If you are too sensitive,
你应当敏感你失败的原因在哪里？不是敏感你失败的面子何等难受。
You must be sensitive to where that you feel, not that how you feel uneasy with the face.
失败一定有原因的。
There must be a reason why you fail.
对失败原因敏感的人有盼望啊。
Those who are sensitive to the causes of failures have hope.
对失败难受而敏感的人没有盼望。
But those who are sensitive to the suffering of failures have no hope.
因为你为自己的面子感到很难受的时候。
But when you suffer for your own sake, your face,
你已经把你的面子当作你的神了。
You have put your face to be like your God.
你把你的成功当作你的最终的目标。
And your success as your ultimate end.
你把你的失败当作你的仇敌。
And your failure as your enemy.
而你的仇敌不是你的失败，你的仇敌是常常失败的你。
And this that your enemy is not the failure, but you who fail and sensitive to the failures.
我们不能只热心于我的理想，我的理想，我的理想。
We cannot only be but fervent only in my hope.
我们应当转过来说，怎样能达到理想的我，理想我，理想的我，不是我的理想。
But the reverse, we must also try to achieve the ideal I and not my ideal.
我不是害羞于我的失败。
I'm not feeling shameful because of my failure.
我应当敏感害羞于我这一个失败的人的原因是什么。
But I should be sensitive to my own feeling of where the cause of my failure.
所以不是我的失败，是失败的我应当怎样站起来。
So it is not my failure or the failing I, how should I stand again?
这样失败既然是人人共有的。
So failure, since it's a common thing with, among all, everybody.
就不要以为别人失败不要紧，我失败天塌下来了。
So then we shouldn't feel that when others fail, it is okay, but when I fail, it is not okay.
你没有像你想象那么重要。
Because you are not that important as what you think you are.
发生在别人身上的事也照样可能发生在你身上。
Because things that happen to others might also happen to you.
所以当你失败的时候，不是怎样痛苦、怎样害羞，是怎样得胜、怎样爬起来。
So when you fail, it's not how you feel that how should I suffer, how should I feel very difficult, but then how you get up again.
乃是我们从圣经里面可以找到上帝的智慧高过所有人的智慧。
In the Bible, we see that God's wisdom transcends all humankind's wisdom.
圣经所启示的人生经验的话语，超过所有世界。传记文学
and the word of the wisdom of life revealed in the Bible is even better than much of biographies in the world.
我的忏悔录
and also my confession.
这个题目曾经有两个人做过最伟大的书
and there are two persons who have written the same title on this book.
一个叫做 My Confession 就是奥古斯丁
My Confession by Augustine.
另外一个就是 My Confession 就是法国的文学家这个卢梭的
Rousseau.
这两本书都是决定了整个世界文学的动向。
Because this two books have set the direction of the world literature.
当然，奥古斯丁是以神为中心，在神面前 怎样体会真理的记录。
Augustine using God as a center and through God he want to experience what's that record with his relationship with God.
卢梭是以人为中心描写现实社会中的人的败坏的一个记录。
And Rousseau also mean use this as a center also record the experience of failures of mankind.
但是当一个人勇敢把自己的失败公诸于世的时候
when a person is courageous enough to expose their failure to the whole world
他可以安慰许多会在失败中间有同感的人
he can comfort a lot of people who have seen the same kind of feeling in their failures
但是这些都是后来的事情
but all these things that come later
因为全本圣经比这些文学家更早很坦白地记录了人的失败
because the Bible even more earlier than all these books had recorded also the failures of mankind
我如果请你告诉我圣经里面最伟大的人物是谁
if I were to ask you who is the greatest personality in the Bible
你会讲亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫、以赛亚这些伟大的先知、伟大的族长、伟大的圣经领袖
You will tell about a great patriarch or the prophet or a king whether Abraham, Moses, David and all that
但是这些人的失败 一被记载在圣经里
But the failure of these people one by one have been recorded in the Bible
这就表现神的公义神的圣洁
Meaning that God is righteous and God is holy
这些人失败被记载下来的时候
The failure of these people when they are being recorded in the Bible
有许多时候他们自己是活在世界上看见知道他们的失败被记下来
There are many a time they themselves were alive when they see that their failures have been recorded in the Bible
他们对神没有反抗
But they never resist God
他们也没有因为这样的记录他们变成一个失智的人
They did not because of this lose their heart
亚伯拉罕伟大吗
Abraham is he great
圣经记载他多次说谎的事实
But the Bible recorded many times he lied
亚伯拉罕伟大吗
Abraham, is he great?
圣经记载他的下嫁的事件不对的地方。
And also, the Bible recorded how he was wrong in marrying Hagar.
后来上帝说你要听你太太的话把他赶出去。
And that's why later on he said that you must listen to your wife and chase her away.
伟大的人的失败上帝是记下来的。
The failures of great personality, the Bible recorded.
摩西是很伟大。
Moses is great.
摩西赐下的十条诫命是神借助他给人的礼物
And also through Moses God has given the Ten Commandments as a gift to mankind
这是整个人类历史中间伦理道德最重要的基础以及法律的根据
And this decalogue becomes the most important foundation of man's law as a record
联合国的基本人权所有的宪章不过是根据第十条诫命一条发挥出来
Even the constitution of human rights of the United Nations also based on one of these decalogue
你不可贪爱别人的妻子
That you cannot desire others' wives
你不可贪爱别人的产业
That you cannot lust for others' properties
你不可贪爱别人的牛羊仆婢
And also others' the cows and also their mates
这些是人权的保障
This is the protection of human rights
这些是私权的法律地位
And also this is the judiciary foundation
这是人的这个雄心大志的界限
And also the boundary for man's human desire
就人的计划意念的一个范围
And also a pen of even our human lust and desire
就在这个私人的权柄被保障的时候才有所谓的基本人权
So when this private property has been protected then there's a foundation of basic human rights
人的生活健康的权柄
And also the right for us to live healthily.
然后结婚选择职业的权柄。
And also a right to choose the marriages and also our professions.
人有建立家庭的权柄。
And also this right to establish our families.
人有工作赚钱的权柄。
And also this right to make money and also to have jobs.
人有居住、衣裳以及基本生活的这种必要的物质品供应的权柄
Also the right of this basic needs of life
而这些权柄要有法律的保障别人不可随便侵犯
All these things must be protected by the law and others cannot just take it away
这些基本人权的宪章就是根据第十条诫命一条来的
So this constitution of basic human rights is coming from one of the Ten Commandments
如果一点一点跟你分析
If I were to analyze one by one for you
你就发现别的宗教如果有十条诫命跟圣经的十条诫命相比就天壤 之别了。
You will see that our religion, if they even have the Ten Commandments of their own, as compared to the Decalogue, they will set a great difference of heaven and earth.
摩西十条诫里面有一条，你不可杀人。
The Ten Commandments of Moses, one of them, thou shalt not kill.
所以他们从摩西领受了这个诫命。
So when they received the Decalogue from Moses,
但是上帝就偏偏用杀过人的摩西来讲不可杀人。杀过人的摩西却杀过人。
And God has used this Moses to kill people, but to pronounce this, thou shalt not kill.
所以上帝不是找从来没有杀人说你不可杀人，因为我没有杀过吗？不是的。
God is not seeking someone who has never killed before, and then pronounce this law, say thou shalt not kill.
所以摩西说不可杀人。
But Moses was proclaiming, thou shalt not kill.
他心里说我杀过人。
But in heart he said, I killed before.
人家问你自己杀过的还讲叫不叫不杀人。
He said, you have killed, how can you say, thou shalt not kill?
他只能回答这是神的话不是我的话。
He can only answer, this is God's word, not my word.
一方面传神的真理。
On one hand, he proclaimed the truth of God.
一方面记录你的毛病。
But on the other, recorded their own shortcomings.
所以神的仆人一方面大有威风传道，一方面没有什么替自己辩护的可能，因为他自己是失败被记下来。
Also, as a servant of God, on one hand he proclaimed God's word authoritatively, on the other one they cannot defend for themselves because their evils are being recorded.
大卫是合神心意的。
And also David is the one that go according to the mind of God.
上帝特别记载他借刀杀人，强娶别人的妻子做自己的妾。这种一点都不合神心意。
But the Bible especially recorded that he, through others' hand, have killed his enemies and also take his wife.
以赛亚是非常注重上帝圣洁的先知。
Isaiah is a prophet that emphasizes a lot on God's holiness.
以赛亚四十到六十六章特别提到耶和华的圣者，耶和华的圣者就预言耶稣基督的来临。
Because Isaiah chapter 40 to 60 recorded especially on the Holy One pointing to coming Christ.
耶和华就以赛亚从第一章就开始责备社会、君王以及百姓的罪恶。
And Isaiah since chapter 1 has already revealed the failures and the sins of the kings and the people.
但是到第六章的时候，上帝给他不得不要承认出我是罪存不洁净的人。
But then come to chapter 6, God allowed him to see that I'm a one who's unclean with my lips.
上帝记载了所有伟人的毛病。
So the God has recorded all the shortcomings of great personalities.
上帝记载了彼得的毛病。
God also recorded the shortcomings of Peter.
上帝记载了保罗的毛病。
Shortcomings of Paul.
保罗看不起马可。
Paul actually despised Mark.
直到年老以后才承认马可在传福音的事情上对我有益。
So then when he was old, he acknowledged Mark upon the word evangelism is good to him.
彼得为了怕犹太人就装假。
Paul, Peter, because he's afraid of the Jews, he pretended.
这就伟人的失败一个一个被记载下。
So the failures of all these great personalities has been recorded in the Bible.
大有能力，凭着单枪匹马，振奋整个以色列的以利亚。
And there is Elijah who alone revived the whole congregation of the Israelites.
他敢杀死巴利的四百个先知。
He was there to kill the 400 prophets of Baal.
这些彪彪大汉一个一个被杀。
All these strong, great persons are killed.
但是以利亚却不敢面对一个女人耶洗别。
But then this Elijah dare not feel a woman, Jezebel.
也必须是耶洗别说明天这个时候我要取你的命。
Jezebel said tomorrow at this time I'm going to take your life.
他听见这句话马上赛跑世界冠军。
So when he heard it he ran the fastest in the 100 meter race.
你看大丈夫男子汉怕女人怕到这个地步。
So a man is afraid of a woman.
他跑到罗城树下求死怕女人想死。
He ran under the tree and prayed for death because they're afraid of that woman.
上帝说我不给你死给你面包。
God said I will not allow you to die I will give you bread.
所以天使拍拍他的肩膀。
So that this is the type of shoulder.
醒过来了。
He was awake.
这个叫做奋兴会。
And that's called revival meeting.
他给他吃饭。
So feed him.
这个叫做培灵会。
And that is called as a devotional meeting.
压力量给他。
And strengthen him.
这个叫做造就聚会。
And that is called a building up meetings.
那么那一餐他吃完了以后。
And that meal after he finished.
力量复原就一跑跑四十天，那个吃补吃的最补的就是那一次。
So he was renewed with a strength that was the most nourishing food he had taken because he ran for 40 days.
你看这个彪彪大汉以利亚， 原来失败的时候惨到这个地步。
So this man of great stature, but then he was so afraid he fell under such a stage.
另外一个像以利亚一样有能力的施洗约翰。
And also this John the Baptist, and also he was like Elijah.
当他最失败、最软弱的时候。
When he was at the valley of his failure.
连耶稣是弥赛亚，他的信仰都完全怀疑下来。
That Jesus is the Messiah, but then he was doubtful.
你看圣经记载人的这些失败。
You see the Bible record all the failures of men.
所以今天我要劝你。
So tonight I want to exhort you.
你是谁？
Who are you?
你以为你比他们更厉害？
You think you're better, stronger than they are?
别人可以失败，你不可以失败。
The other can fail and you cannot fail.
你有一点毛病，你想自杀。
If a little bit wrong, you want to commit suicide.
你有一点失败，你就怪罪上帝。
You fail a little bit and you blame God.
你这些罪比你失败的罪是更大更大的罪。
All these are greater than the sins of failures.
当我们失败的时候，第一件事是什么呢？
When we fail, what's the first thing that happened?
承认我不过是人。
Let us acknowledge that we are only but humankind.
主啊，感谢你使我失败，来提醒我，我原来是这么软弱的人。
Lord, I want to thank you. Allow me to fail so that I know that I'm a humankind who is weak.
你没有比别人高一级。
You are not even a higher rank compared to others.
你没有什么特别特权。
There's no special right that you enjoy.
上帝故意使你失败。
That God wants you to fail.
要把你的骄傲打下来。
So that your pride could be knocked down.
有许多人爸爸叫不来，老师管不来，没有人可以管得来。上帝给你试炼，给你失败，因为除了他，没有人可以叫你。
There are people, the parent, the father, the teacher cannot teach them. Only God can teach you.
你警察也不怕，法官也不怕。
You do not afraid of anybody, even a judge.
你什么时候都，什么状况都以为靠着你的聪明都可以解决。
At all circumstances, you thought relying on intelligence you can solve all problems.
感谢上帝爱你，再给你失败痛打你，使你知道你不过是人。
Praise God that He loves you, and also He teaches you a lesson. He disciplines you so that you know that you are a person who is weak.
You are only a very weak person.
你只不过是个很软弱的人而已。
没什么可以骄傲。
Nothing to be proud of.
你要想想看，如果你没有失败过，你要变成多可怕的。
Just imagine you have never failed before. How terrified a person you are!
感谢主，我们会失败。
Praise God that we can fail.
感谢主，我们曾经失败。
Praise God that we have failed before.
如果我们没有失败，我们以后可能一次失败就永远灭亡了。
If we have never failed before, then for one failure we'll perish.
那个常常病的不必怕，常常病的比较不怕死。
Those who are sick often, they will not be afraid because it's possible for them to die easier.
那些从来没有病的，你要小心，因为一病可能你就死了。
But for those who have never ill before, you're careful because if you get ill, you'll die soon.
自以为不会失败的。
Those who feel that they cannot fail,
常常跌倒的时候比别人跌得更惨。
So when they fail, they will be down even more seriously.
我不是你要常常失败，灵性才会好。
I'm not saying that you have good spirituality if you fail often.
But 你不过是人。
But you are only just a man.
所以当失败来到的时候
，So when failure comes,
神提醒你
，God remind you,
你多么软弱
，How weak you are.
你不要骄傲
，Do not be proud.
第二样
，The second,
失败来到的时候
，When failure comes,
我要怎样才能得胜呢
？How am I going to be victorious?
我一定要从失败中间起来。
I must, in my failures, rise up again.
所以要认定我的失败是失败。
And also to affirm that my failure is a failure.
把失败认定是害羞的，没有前途。
He who affirms this failure is a shame, will not have future.
你为失败而害羞。
If you are feel shameful because of failure,
你根本不是要起来，你是要面子。
It is not that you want to rise up again, but that you want to save your face.
你为失败而痛苦。
But if you were to suffer because you fail,
因为这个失败里面有罪的成分。
Because in this failure, there's the element of sin.
你敏感你罪跟失败的原因。
So you are very sensitive to the cause of your failure and sin.
过于敏感你失败以后的感受跟害羞。
More than you are sensitive to the shame that you feel in your failures.
那你就有前途。
Then you would have future.
有人常常讲，你从哪里跌倒就从哪里起来。
The people who say that wherever you fall, there you rise up.
从哪里跌倒就从哪里起来。
Wherever you fall, where you rise up.
我从小听这 句话听了很多次。
Since I was young, I heard about this.
后来我想想想，这句话没有什么理由。
So I thought there's no reason for this statement.
从哪里跌倒，当然从哪里起来。
Of course, you fell in that place, you rise from that place.
哪里有从哪里跌倒，从那边别地方起来
？Because how can you fail in this and then rise up from there?
根本没有人在这边跌倒，从那边起来的。
There's no one who fall here and then rise up from there.
如果他在这边跌倒
，If he were to fall here,
他要哪边起来
？And he get up here, then
你慢慢爬，爬到那边才起来。
Maybe he will crawl until that place, then he will get up.
他的爬已经是起来了。
Because that crawling itself is already getting up.
我就想，为什么有这样的话
？I was thinking, how come they?
你从哪里跌倒，就从哪里起来。
Wherever you fall, there also you get up.
你们听过这样的话没有
？Have you heard that?
从哪里跌倒哪里起，当然哪里跌倒哪里起。
Wherever you fall, you get up. Of course, is that?
这为什么要还要讲呢
？Why must you say that?
一定从哪里跌倒哪里起来嘛。
Of course, wherever you fall, then you get up.
有时候讲话词句里面有语病，我们不觉得。
Sometimes there is something wrong in our statement, but we never realize.
我们常常讲耶稣第二次再来，第二次再来，什么时候有第一次再来
？But sometimes we say that Jesus is second coming again.
所以呢，不必讲第二次再来，第二次来或者再来就好了。
You can say only He come again or He second coming. That's good enough.
你讲耶稣第二次再来。好像还有第三次、第四次再来。
If you were to say Jesus second coming again, as if there's a third and fourth time.
因为再来只有一次。
Because coming again is only once.
来的第二次。
Which is the second coming.
所以你说耶稣再来。
You say Jesus a second coming.
或者耶稣第二次来。
Or Jesus coming again.
那就完了嘛。
That's good enough.
第二次再来是语病嘛。
The second coming again.
从哪里跌倒就从哪里爬起来，也是语病。
So wherever you fall, there also you get up. There's something wrong with the statement.
后来这一段这一句话。是不是圣经的呢
？Is this biblical？
如果是圣经的话，是 quoted from Bible or not？
If it is biblical, is it quoted from the Bible？
It's quoted from Bible since even God make mistakes in language。
如果从圣经引用出来，连神也犯这个语病了。
后来我查圣经没有这一句啊。
I check the Bible, no, no statement。
那是传道人发明或者传下来的。
Or preacher has invented and passed it down to us。
但是圣经有地方讲很像这句话。
But in the Bible, there is a place which is quite similar to this。
那就是。启示录第二章
Revelation chapter 2
主耶稣升天以后对以弗所教会写信
After Jesus ascended he wrote to the church of Ephesus
里面有一句话成为这一个有疫病的话语的根据
And this statement probably become the root of that statement which is wrong grammatically
原来的话怎么讲
What did he say originally
你要回想你在哪里堕落的
You want to think back wherever you fall
你越悔改
You must repent.
所以那一句话没有疫病，是人以为厉害，结果乱七八糟。
So this statement has nothing wrong, but man's thought actually is something wrong in the statement.
你要回想你是从哪里堕落的。
Recollect where did you fall.
你要悔改。
You must repent.
我们的主讲的没有错的。
Our Lord, He says something which is wrong. Wrong.
是从哪里堕落
？Wherever you fall.
你要想。
You must think.
你是。正失败的原因是什么
？Where is the true cause of your failure？
是从什么原因你失败
？From what reason that you failed？
所以你要回想
，You must recollect，
想清楚什么东西是你失败的原因。
Recollect clearly what's the cause of your failure。
很多人失败的时候就想我很苦很苦，大家笑我，我很害羞。那个没有意义的。
A lot of people fail and they feel suffering because they feel that they're shameful and there's no meaning and not have at all.
你要想清楚你失败的原因。
You must ponder very clearly the cause of your failure.
那为什么很多人都听过这句话？哪里跌倒，从哪里起来呢？
Why is that many people have heard that wherever you fall, there also you get up?
你说没有人这里跌倒，另外一个地方起来。
And you never say that there's no one who get a fall from here and get up from there.
我告诉你，有。
Yes.
很多人这里跌倒，那里起来。
There are people who fall here but get up there.
你不要，我给你解释啊。
Do you want me to explain to you?
什么叫做这里跌倒，那里起来？
What do you mean by you fall up, fall down here and then get up there?
有的教会从来不爱传福音。
There are churches who never want to evangelize.
所以他的传福音的思想是跌倒了。
So they fall in their evangelism.
是失败了。
If they fail.
但是他在别地方起来。
But in other places they get up.
就奉献钱说有钱出钱，有力出力。
They offer a lot of money. They say, "Those have money, make money, give money. Those have strength, give strength."
我不传福音，但是我寄钱，你才能传福音吗
？You say, "I don't do evangelism, but then I send the money, then you can do your evangelism."
这就是这里跌倒，那里起来。
And that's what we say that when you fall in this place, you get up from that place.
圣经记载一个例子，这里跌倒，那里起来。
And the Bible has recorded an example here who also fell here and then get up from there.
最清楚的例子是谁呀
？The most clear example is
就是扫罗。
Saul.
Samuel 对他说。
And so Samuel told him,
你跟亚玛力人打仗，
you fight with the Amorites，
你要除灭他们，
you must kill them all，
使他们所有的牛羊仆婢都杀死。
So all the maids, all the cows and all the animals are killed，
不留一个，
not even a single one to keep。
好，
OK，
他就去打了。
He went to fight，
打完了以后呢，
after that，
哇，看见那边的马这么高头大马，
see that the horses are so big built，
牛这么肥壮，这么雄壮，
and the cows are so fast, so strong，
他们的羊这么健全，这么肥，
even also the sheep are very strong，
所以他就下令瘦的杀掉。
He said, kill all the thin one.
小的杀掉。
Small one kill also.
大的胖胖的留下来。
But the big one, fat one, keep it.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他感到这些太肥壮了，以色列都没有这种身材的马。
He said that even the Israelites do not have this kind of a big built horse.
有几匹我打仗多么快，要跑也比较。
We can create a few so that in my wars I can have to ride on this fast.
他留下来了。
So keep them.
以后呢？
Then.
上帝知道他不顺服，
God knew that he was not obedient，
他失败了，
he failed，
就派这一个撒母耳来见他。
So send Samuel to see him，
撒母耳年老眼目昏花，
So Samuel was old， he was not so clear with the vision，
但是耳朵还是 stereo 的，
but stereo with the ears，
所以撒母耳到哪里去的时候，
So wherever Samuel goes，
你好吗？
Are you okay？
好，
yes，
你跟亚玛力人打仗胜了吗？
Have you been victorious over Amalekites？
是，
yes，
你有没有杀掉所有的呢？
Have you killed all that in order to kill?
我已经杀掉了。
I've already killed.
啊，这个是失败了。
And this is a failure.
他不顺服。
He was disobedient.
不顺服又遮盖。
And then he covered.
遮盖又就说谎。
Then he lied.
又说谎再遮盖。
And then he covered again with the lies.
我告诉你，用纸包火是不能够的。
It is not possible for you to cover a fire with a paper.
你越包火就越大，因为火会烧纸吗？
Because the more you cover, the greater the flame becomes.
所以你第一次说谎，就用第二次的谎来遮盖第一次，用第三次遮盖第二次，就变成谎话大王了。
Your first lie will be covered by the second by the third, and then become more and more lies.
你有没有剪除这些呢？
Have you killed all this?
我都杀死了。
I've killed all.
当这一个的扫罗刚讲完以后呢，
When Saul had just said this，
马牛的声音就叫出来了。
Then there's a mooing coming from the cow。
这个叫做牛不合作。
And the cow never cooperate。
平常是对牛弹琴，这个牛对人弹琴了。
So now if you were to play piano， I'm not going to understand you now。
马的声音出来了。
So even the horse is also，
羊的声音。
Young the sheep also。
这个扫扫罗眼目昏花。耳朵是 stereo 的。
Samuel was a blur with vision, but then the ears are stereo.
他说那是什么声音？
What is the noise then?
那是什么东西？
What is that noise?
这样大的牛的声音不像以色列的牛。
That great mooing from the cow, it sounds like.
那是什么声音？
What is that noise?
扫罗说什么呢？
Saul
said， 这是我特别留下来要献给耶和华的。
I've especially kept this one in order to sacrifice Jehovah。
我爱主啊。
I love the Lord。
所以我偷了这些钱可以奉献建礼拜堂。
So I've steal this money so that I offer to your church building。
我贪污来的钱给耶和华所用。
What did I get it from the bribery now is for God's use。
撒母耳说，
Samuel said，
你知道不知道？
Do you know？
听命胜过献祭。
It's better to obey than to make sacrifices。
顺从耶和华。
To be obedient to Jehovah。
奉献一些钱给上帝。
That's to make a little bit of money to God。
这句话是什么？
What's that？
从那边跌倒，从这里爬起来。
That you fall in this place, but you get up from there。
不顺不足，但是奉献多一点钱。
You disobeying to God, but you make more offering now。
这个很清楚的例子。
Very clear example here。
我不要再讲下去了。
I don't have to explain anymore。
讲到这里，圣灵已经告诉你，你在什么地方跌倒，你从别的地方想爬起来的这些毛病。
Because even here, the Holy Spirit will point to you your shortcoming that you fail in this, but you get up from there。
我们会失败吗？
Can we fail?
会。
Yes.
失败是很害羞的。
Is it shameful to fail?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
失败而不认错是很害羞。
If you fail and not acknowledge your failure, that's shameful.
失败还有顾面子才是真的害羞。
If you fail and cover your face, that's shameful.
失败没有从失败领受教训是很害羞。
If you fail, you never learn from your failure, that's shameful.
我最不明白的一段。
What the passage I don't understand is?
就是扫罗被 这个撒摩揭发出他的错误以后
，So when this does this does Samuel discover all the wrong of Saul，
扫罗还用面皮讲下面一句话
，And Saul even have the face to say the following statement。
虽然如此
，Even though so，
他知道他错了
，He knew that he was wrong。
他知道他失败
，He knew he had failed。
虽然如此
，Even though so，
求你使我在众人面前被抬高起来。使我可以回去。
Please allow me to be high lifted among the people so that I can go back gracefully.
他死要脸呐、啊。
So he want his face.
要脸不要灵性。
He want his face, not spirituality.
他要面皮不要灵魂。
He want the skin of the face, but not the spirit.
上帝说。
And God said,
你既然轻看我
，Since you despise,
藐视我
，You despise me,
我也藐视你
，I despise you.、Too.
你必离开你的王位
，You shall leave your throne.
因为我已经为我预备了和我心里的大卫接替你做王。
Because for my sake I've anointed David and he will succeed you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
我有失败
，I have failures。
你有失败
，You have failures。
我们都是人
，We are all humankind。
我们都会失败
，We can fail。
失败怎么办呢
？What are you going to do when you fail？
失败是不对的
，It's wrong to fail。
失败又怎么样呢
？But after you fail, what are you going to do？
不是要面子
，Now you want face？
不是要遮盖
，Now you want cover？
不是要自己的荣耀
，Now you want self glory？
我们要回到上帝面
，But coming to God。
这样病人对医生说：“我没有病，那为什么？”找我看看你老人家好不好？不是
What who is you? You come to see the doctor. I'm not you. I just want to go to see your face.
你为什么找医生呢
？Why say you go to see the doctor?
医生啊，我有心脏病，我有这个病，请你帮我找出我所有的病，因为我要医治，那才是对的。
Doctor, I have this illness and that's you not tell me so that I want to be cured.
我们失败还要面子吗？
We fail, you still want the face.
我们失败还要夺取上帝的荣耀。
We fail, you want to snatch away the glory of God.
失败还要自夸自己的失败。
We fail, you want to boast our failures.
我十八岁的时候，有一个人在我们的教会做见证，见证他从前是个大强盗，从前是个土匪，一讲一直笑，他从前多厉害，我气死他了。
When I was eight of the 18, there was one who a robber who come to testify. He said formally how bad he was, and he's still smiling when he talk about his bad.
他好像在夸他比别人更厉害，会做强盗，会做什么？心里想，羞耻的这样子还好意思荣耀自己，先讲自己多失败多败坏。
You look as if he's boasting of his failure and see how glorious he was in his failures.
我的朋友问我你不满意他的见证
My friend was asking me You are not happy with testimony
我不满意
I said I'm not
不满意在哪里
Where
我说应该一面哭一面讲这些事
He must talk about this thing And cry and weep Not smiling
一面讲一面笑
But he was laughing and smiling
所以失败是有的
Yes there are failures
但是失败以后你怎样的态度
But after you fail What kind of attitude you have
失败以后你怎么样起来
How do you get up again
失败以后怎样利用失败
How you utilize these failures?
然后建立自己更丰盛的生命。
To establish your rich life.
去了解别人。
To understand others.
去安慰别人。
To comfort others.
去服侍别人。
To serve others.
那你的失败就有价值。
Then there's a value in your failures.
主耶稣知道彼得要失败了。
Jesus knew that this Peter shall fail.
主耶稣就实实在告诉你。
And that's it. Truly, truly, I tell you.
今天你们中间有人要出卖我。
Tonight among you, there are people who want to betray me.
主啊，是我吗？是我吗？是我吗
？Lord, is it I? Is it I? Is it I?
一共念了十一次。
11 times was repeated.
但是犹大说，拉比，是我吗
？And this, Judah was saying, Rabbi, is it I?
这个叫做照样学样。
So he just copied for example.
是我吗？是我吗？他也是我吗？但是呢，狗嘴不能出象牙，他不能叫耶稣主啊。他说拉比是我吗
So is it I? Is it I? He cannot proclaim the Lord. He said, Rabbi, is it I?
主耶稣不是，当然就是你还不敢承认。
And of course, Jesus said, of course you. Why don't acknowledge that?
你要面子吗？主耶稣会让你有一点面子。
You want have face? Jesus will give you a little bit of face.
但是那种面子是丢尽面子的面子。
But that kind of face that you will lose all your faces.
主耶稣拿一点食物放在他的桌子盘子上说，你要做的是。你去做吧。
Jesus took a little bread and put his plate and said, "Whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it."
我们从来不知道耶稣对犹大讲过几句话。
We do not know how many statements Jesus has spoken to Judah.
但是我知道这是耶稣对为犹大所讲的最后一句话。
But I know that this is the last statement that Jesus has uttered to Judah.
这句话的神学意义很大。
And there's a great theological significance in this statement.
因为这句话肯定宣布。出卖耶稣不是上帝的计划，是犹大自己的 心愿。
Because this statement affirmed that the betraying of Jesus is not the plan of God, but the desire of Judah.
今天很多人以为自己脑子比别人聪明。
A lot of people thought that they're more intelligent compared to others.
耶稣拣选犹大，就是使他自己卖得掉，才会成就救恩的。
That Jesus have chosen Judah so that he could be sold, and that's why he can accomplish salvation.
言下之意呢，我今天得救，第一谢谢耶稣，第二谢谢犹大把他卖掉。
Implying that if I am saved, I want to thank Jesus first, and then second, I want to thank Judah because he sold Jesus.
上帝玩弄人。
Because Jesus that play with us.
上帝拣选犹大，让犹大卖耶稣来成就上帝的心意，然后又定犹大的罪，这样凶恶，这样残忍。
That God is a cruel God because He have chosen Judah and then caused Judah also to sin and then He will let him perish.
然后审判他。
And then judge him.
我告诉你，圣经早就预防你们这种错误的思想。
The Bible has prevented that you will have this wrong thought.
所以记在这句话。
And recorded this statement.
你要做的是。你去做吧。
What that you want to desire to do, go ahead and do.
所以这些完全出于犹大的心。
So all this coming from Judah's own desire.
那么犹大失败。
Judah failed.
他没有回头。
But he never turned back.
彼得失败。
Peter failed.
回头。
But he turned back.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你困难失败来到的时候。
Because when sufferings and failure comes.
你要记得你是属于主的。
Remember that you belong to the Lord.
记得主说，我永远不撇下你。也不丢弃。
Remember the Lord said, "I shall never desert and discard you."
这是我们今天读的圣经。
This is what we have read here.
I will never abandon you. I will never leave you.
I will never abandon and leave you.
I never forsake you.
也不会离弃你。
耶稣不离开我们。
Jesus shall not abandon us.
那么，除非你是像犹大一样的。
Unless you are like Judah.
你要的是钱，不要真理。
What you desire is the silver and not the truth.
你要的个人的利害，不是要。耶稣基督。
Why you desire self gain and not Jesus Christ?
那主要对你说，你要做的是你去做吧。
And then Jesus will say that what you desire to go ahead and do.
那种被任凭的是永远不能回头的失败。
If you are what given up, that is a failure that can never have a return.
那么另外一种失败是彼得的失败。
And then a failure is a failure of Peter.
彼得说我不会卖你。
Peter said, I shall not betray you.
不会背弃你。
I will not abandon you.
我爱你。
I love you.
我要跟你一同进监牢。
Together with you, I will imprison.
为你死也甘愿。
I even die for your sake.
耶稣说：“你还敢讲？你跟我哪一个更厉害
？”Jesus said, "You dare to say you're better than I do."
耶稣不这样讲。
Jesus did not say that.
耶稣对彼得还是留他的面皮。
And also save his face actually.
那耶稣怎么讲
？And how did Jesus say?
我实在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I tell you.
今天鸡叫两次以前。
Tonight, two times before the cock crow.
你会。叫三次
，You will crow three times.
鸡才叫两次，你会三次。
The cockerel will crow twice. You will crow three times.
我都讲。
Peter said.
耶稣不辩论。
Jesus never argue with him.
如果是你是我。
If it's you and I.
回答说你是谁？你不过是彼得。你知道我是谁？上帝的儿子。
You know who I am? I'm son of God.
耶稣不这样。
Jesus never say that.
耶稣 keep low profile.
Low profile kept.
不多讲。耶稣说什么
？What he said?
Simon, Simon.
Simon, Simon.
撒旦要塞你们。
Satan will deceive you,
好像人塞麦子一样
，like man is sieving the wheat,
使你跌倒
，so you will fall.
但是我
，but I
已经为你祷告
，I pray for you.
等你回头以后
，when you return,
你要坚固弟兄
，you will strengthen the brothers.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
你会失败
，you shall fail.
你会跌倒
，you will fall.
我也知道你会跌倒
，and I know you will fall.
我拣选你做我的门徒。
And when I've chosen you to be a disciple,
包括知道你会失败，我要为你的失败死，我爱你到底，我不撇下你。
Including, I know you shall fall, but I will die for your sake, for your weaknesses.
你会失败吗？
Will you fail?
会。
Yes, you will.
你一定会失败。
Surely you will.
因为有比你更强的魔鬼在塞你，好像在簸箕上面塞麦子。
Because Satan is stronger than you and is deceiving you like deceiving the wheat.
那我已经为你祷告。
But I prayed for you.
所以失败是人做的。
So men coming from their own desire, they fail.
保守我们永远不失落是神的应许。
But it's the promise of God that the promise that He shall keep you so they will not be lost.
失败是我们的过犯。
It is our own wrongdoing when we fail.
但永远不失落是神的权柄。
But forever we shall not be lost because it's kept by the sovereignty of God.
神的保守。
God's keeping us.
但是主讲一句话。
But the Lord said this.
我已经为你祷告。
I prayed for you.
你回头以后。
When you return.
你要坚固。 你的弟兄。
Strengthen your brothers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
所以彼得一想起耶稣的话。
Peter, when he recollected Jesus' statement,
他就大哭。
He cried.
哭了以后。
After crying,
他没有停留在失败中。
He did not tarry in the failures.
他就变成使徒里面最坚强的领袖。
But he became the strongest among all disciples.
他坚固别人。
He strengthened others.
到最后他为主死的时候。
And finally, when he died for the Lord's sake,
他被钉十字架。
When he was nailed on the cross,
他不敢同样的被钉的方法。
He did not be like the master.
他求他们把他倒过来钉。
He wanted to be crucified upside down.
我不配与我的主。受死的时候同一个形式。
I'm not worthy to die in the same form as my master.
你们把我倒钉十字架吧。
Nail me upside down.
你可以想象，当一个人被钉的时候，血又流的时候，有很多的血冲到脑里面，那是多么难受的事情。
You can imagine a person to be crucified upside down when the blood all coming to the head. That is so much suffering.
上帝造我们的心房、心舌里面的压力向上跟向下是不一样。
And God created with the heart, the pressure up and down is different.
因为这个短的距离，那个长的距离。
You got short distance here and longer distance there.
那个倒过来的时候。
When they're being upside down.
那个压到头上，短距离向下的力量就会很容易脑充血。
And that short distance coming to the brain, the blood is the pressure is there.
彼得，我不配与我的主同样的死。
Peter said, I'm not worthy to die in the same form as my master.
请你们把我定的时候倒定过来。
Please, when you crucify me upside down.
彼得变成门徒的领袖。
Peter became the leader of the disciples.
彼得变成受难者的榜样。
And became the example of those who suffer.
彼得变成很坚强的跟随主。
And become a follower of God who is so strong.
他失败过吗？
Has he ever failed?
失败过。
Yes.
不同的地方。
The difference is.
他回头。
He returned.
他坚固弟兄。
He strengthened the brothers.
今天晚上。
Tonight.
如果你有失败。
If you have failures.
你不要掉在失败的深渊中间。永远不起来。
Do not fall in the pit of failure and never get up.
今天晚上你如果有失败。
Tonight, if you ever failed before,
你应该勇敢。
You must be brave enough.
发现你失败的原因。
To discover the causes of your failures.
不为失败的痛苦感到丢脸而痛苦。
Do not feel shameful and cry because of your failures.
因为找到失败的原因，悔改认罪，勇敢起来。
Find the causes of your failure, repent and stand up courageously.
最后一样。
Finally,
你怎样从失败中间起来？
How did you get up from your failures?
回到上帝面前。
Come back to God.
在他怀中安息。
In His bosom, you shall have rest.
这是最大的秘诀。
That's the greatest secret.
没有别条路。
No other way.
你失败以后。
After you fail,
魔鬼对你说，你不要回来，因为你很害羞，你走远一点吧。
Satan will say, never go back because you're so shameful. Go far away.
越犯罪的人越怕见上帝的面。
So the one who sinned the most is afraid of seeing God.
远远离开的人愿意走得更远。
So those who live far will live even further.
神的爱不是如此。
But God's love is not such.
上帝说，我儿。
And God said, my son,
你怎样失败？
How did you fail?
你都要回来。
You want to come back?
回头吧。
Come back.
浪子回家的时候。
A prodigal son, when he returned,
父亲从远方就看见他。
The father from afar, he saw him.
上帝既然爱世界上属于他的人。
Since God loved those who belong to him in the world,
就爱他们到底。
Love them till the end.
你有失败吗？
Do you have failures?
你不是犹大那样的失败。
You are not failure like a Judah.
彼得这样的失败。
Like Peter.
失败怎么样呢？
What are you going to do when you fail?
回来。
Come back.
回到主的怀里。
Come back to the bosom of Christ.
一个人得救是他要归回安息。
When a person is safe, he wants to return to rest.
你回到主的怀抱来。
When they come back to the bosom of God.
领受享受救恩。
To receive and enjoy salvation.
回来安息在主的怀里。
When they come and rest in His bosom,
你就重新得力。
You will be renewed in strength.
如鹰展翅上腾。
Just like eagle, the shadowing forward and fly high.
奔跑不疲倦。
And the run shall not feel tired.
你飞翔无止息。
You soar up high and never take rest.
靠着主的力量刚强起来。
By the strength of God, you'll be strengthened.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
今天晚上如果有很多有经历失败的人在我们中间，
Tonight in our midst, there are people who have many failures.
你不要自暴自弃。
Do not deserve abandon yourself.
不要听魔鬼的话。
Do not listen to the word of Satan.
上帝正要用失败过的人。
God wants to use those that failed before.
做那些没有失败过的人所不能做的工作。
and to do things as compared to those who have never failed before.
主的爱就是如此。
Such is God's love.
主的奇妙就在这里。
Such grace is God's.
归回。
Return.
安息。
Rest.
重新。
Henceforth, you will renew in your strength.
Amen.
Amen.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
让我们低